Good evening. The news release tonight, 18 hours of the headlines. Constitutional Court rules that ministers cannot suspend elected councils. President Richard calls for stronger investment partnerships for Africa. And in international news, dozens of Nigerian fishermen fear dead after Chad airstrikes on Boko Haram.
The Hot FM News with Mwansa Mwanaka Omar.
Now the news in detail. The Constitutional Court has ruled that a minister cannot suspend an elected council, declaring Section 56 and 57 of the Local Government Act inconsistent with the Constitution and therefore now in the void. The petitioner in this matter, Fight Inequality Alliance National Coordinator Mpota Ngalande, had filed a petition challenging the constitutionality of the powers of the minister to suspend an elected council pursuant to sections 56 and 57 of the LGA. Mr. Ngalande argued that sections 56 and 57 of the Local Government Act are unconstitutional as they contravene several provisions of the Constitution and should therefore be declared null and void. He also sought an order for the payment of all salaries, allowances and other emoluments due to the councillors of Kafue Municipal Council and Chongwe Municipal Council for the duration of the suspension and any other relief that the court may deem fit. In rendering judgment, a panel of five judges declared the petition successful to the extent that sections 56 and 57 of the LGA are inconsistent with various articles of the Constitution, in particular Articles 152, Subsection 2 and 156, and are declared null and void. However, regarding the order for payment of allowances and emoluments, the court noted that the petitioner did not substantiate the claim for the court to properly adjudicate on it. President Hakainde Hichilema has arrived in Nairobi, Kenya for the Africa-France Partnership Innovation and Growth Summit at the invitation of Kenya's President William Ruto and French President Emmanuel Macron. President Hichilema said, as a continent, Africa must build partnerships and secure investments that advance its collective development agenda. In a Facebook post monitored by Hot FM, the president said Africa must position itself to fully realize its potential for the benefit of its people, particularly the youth. The head of state further noted that, as chief marketing officer, he remains committed to using the platform to secure partnerships that will drive development for the people. Government has officially launched the 2026 National Health Policy and Implementation Plan aimed at strengthening the country's healthcare system over the next 5 years. Health Minister Dr. Alex Katakwe said the policy, which will run from 2026 to 2031, will serve as the main framework for driving Zambia's health agenda with a focus on improving healthcare delivery and achieving universal health coverage. Dr. Katakwe said although the previous 2013 health policy recorded notable successes, including increased health budget allocations and reductions in maternal and neonatal deaths, the country continues to face major challenges such as communicable and non-communicable diseases.
Under the previous 2013 national health policy, Zambia recorded notable improvements in key health indicators. However, despite these, we must also recognize that significant challenges still remain in the health sector. The 2026 national health policy and its implementation plan for 2026 to 2031 has been developed to provide for the needed comprehensive and coherent framework guides the delivery of quality health services in the nation.
Meanwhile, Churches Health Association of Zambia Executive Director Karen Sichenga said gaps still exist in the delivery of health services across the country and called for stronger implementation measures to improve access, especially in underserved communities. And United Nations Population Fund Deputy Country Representative Anna Holmstrom said achieving the goals of the national health policy will require more integrated and sustainable financing mechanisms, adding that the true value of the policy will depend on its effective implementation.
A heavy reliance on donor funding for critical programs remains a vulnerability. To achieve the national health policy goals, it is essential that we move forward to a more systemic and integrated financing mechanism. As an example, strengthening the National Health Insurance Management Authority to ensure sustainable and equitable resource allocation. And we would also like to say that the true value of the national health policy lies not in its words, but in its execution.
Government has handed over vehicles to the Directorate of Artisanal and Small-Scale Mining Regional Offices to facilitate effective operations in the subsector. Speaking during their handover ceremony, Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kavuswe said government has prioritized the artisanal and small-scale mining subsector in order to increase production. Mr. Kavuswe said the subsector has the potential to significantly contribute to increased copper and gold production in the country, adding that this will enable the sector to effectively support economic growth.
We need more vehicles. We such that you know, our economy was growing in the negative. Now that President HH has brought it back to grow in the positive, we need to help grow the economy by being an efficient ministry. 18% of GDP comes from the mines. We are talking production figures now of 1 million tons this year. I'm sure we will reach 1 million as a country this year. So we need to be a sure cause why we are part of this very large economic sector of our country.
Meanwhile, Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kabeta has warned that government will not tolerate the mismanagement of the vehicles by officers entrusted with their use.
As you may be aware, the Ministry's operations require a strong presence across the country, particularly in areas where mining activities are taking place. This therefore calls for adequate tools and resources to support officers in carrying out their responsibilities effectively and in a timely manner. As you may be aware, we intend to have regional offices in all the 10 provinces. We may be starting with some now, but we eventually aim to have presence in all the 10 provinces of Zambia.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Zambia's ambassador to Brazil with extra accreditation to Paraguay, Lieutenant General Dennis Aliwozwi, has reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to strengthening ties in trade, investment and industrial development and private sector collaboration. Speaking during a high-level engagement in Asunción, Ambassador Aliwozwi highlighted that Zambia is particularly keen to explore partnerships in agro-processing, manufacturing, value addition, industrialization, investment promotion, and trade facilitation. The ambassador further called for increased synergy between key institutions, including investment agencies, chambers of commerce, and the private sectors of both nations to translate diplomatic ties into tangible economic outcomes.
Zambia's access to great importance, strengthening our relations with Paraguay, particularly in the areas of trade, investment, industrial development, and financial support. I am keen to explore the cooperation with Paraguay in the agro-processing and manufacturing, value addition, investment promotion, trade, etc. As Zambia continues to promote economic diversification, we believe that global trade figures should help identify practical areas for future.
In response, Paraguay's Vice Minister of Industry, Javier Viveros, called for urgent establishment of robust bilateral economic relations between Zambia and Paraguay, citing immense untapped potential for mutual benefit.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.